Вот пример.
This is an example
того, как не
следует what one must not do in esoterics. Now we are on a negative place of power.
Вот оно, здесь
it's
рядом.
Right there.
Какие-то чудовища.
Near. Some beasts,
маги,
mages, who made their purpose to develop themselves in the most crude aspects of energetics. They intentionally made themselves devils and doomed themselves to live in the outer darkness outside of God. They actively developed devilish power on this place of power. They even arranged a special bench. It was few years ago. If to sit leaning against this pine, it doesn't depend on the pine. It's an effect of place of power. If to sit leaning against the trunk, and it may happen that one cannot stand up. Paralyzing, possessing, clenching hellish energy that drains the consciousness and makes one attuned to it. So this group of mages arranged the bench and couches, but they are covered with the grass now. So there are such wild perversions of the spiritual path where people seek not love, not God in the aspect of the Creator, Holy Spirit, Divine Teachers, seek to attune to them, to become like them. But people seek crude power to suppress other people, to rule them. I saw many people like that. Yesterday we saw such a man who wears an awful devilish field. He is devil in flesh. It's not a swear word. It's a fact. A man with the crudest energy of consciousness, the energy that suppresses, paralyzes other people. He spreads his indriyas into other people, and this makes chakras of others dark. People get sick, and there are many like him, unfortunately. And unfortunately, personally for me, the people who perverted the work that God does through me, my former students who became pseudo-students, these people made efforts to produce such devils. It happens when a teacher does not take into account the intellectual and ethical features of the students, but when he wants to show himself as a spiritual leader or make money, we teach for free, we don't impose any financial conditions, and because of this we have full freedom to dismiss students who don't show positive strengths, intellectual or ethical features. We have a full freedom to dismiss them. But there are many pseudo-leaders, pseudo-spiritual pseudo-leaders who make money, fame, by selling some mystical nonsense. They produce devils, especially if they are devils themselves. And so one can produce, grow divine teachers, people who will be divine teachers in future, who will live in the abode of the Creator forever. They will help positive evolution of the consciousness during ages, millennia, eternity of the universe existence. Or one can produce, grow souls who will be inhabitants of the hell, who will resist the positive evolution. Jesus said, "Woe to the world because of things that cause people to sin, but these things must come." Why these things must come? Why temptations must come? Because only the people who overcame ethical trials, only these people are worthy to approach the Creator, to enter the abode of the Creator. And on the spiritual path there are many temptations. Temptations like this, for example, to make more money or fame, earthly fame, to rule the people, to grow the ego, and the more crude the energy of the man's consciousness, the more easier for him to live in the society of people, because he has a very real, paralyzing, suppressing energy of consciousness. Energy that paralyzes, suppresses other people. It's more easier for him to be a ruler. For sexual maniacs, it's easier to satisfy their lust, because victims cannot resist, they are paralyzed by these devilish energetics, and so on. And what is the trouble? Why this happens? Because people don't know the truth. They don't know the laws of evolution. They don't know why we are here on earth, what is the meaning of life. And attempts to explain this are resisted by atheists and by all kinds of religious sectarians. And because there is no true spiritual knowledge, this causes such benches where devils grow. And we, who are ready to go to God, let's go. I am going to say a bit more about why did I make errors by teaching non-worthy people. Because there was no high spiritual tradition in Russia for last several centuries. There was no higher knowledge about merging with God. There were attempts, there were remarkable people, Pushkin, Tolstoy, Тальков, they understood correctly the general spiritual path, they resisted the perversions of it, but it were only initial levels of the spiritual search, the initial steps. There is no spiritual culture in Russia for a long time. And I had to begin from the very beginning. Now we, our school, can say that we are bringing the knowledge directly from the abode of the Creator for embodied people. Everyone who contacts the divine teachers whom we show, who we converse with and who grown us, you can ask them. Moreover, the general scheme of the structure of Absolute that was shown to us by Huangdi and by other teachers, probably it has never been released in such fullness. And only we have managed to receive all fullness from God, of all fullness of this knowledge as a broad conception in a form of exact system that covers all aspects of the spiritual advancement. This scheme is released by us and proposed to you. And since there was no full knowledge, I had no this knowledge. So God taught me on living examples, in particular by showing me how people deviate from the path. He proposed me non-worthy people as students and showed what happens in the cases when such people are given spiritual knowledge, how they begin to pervert it immediately, to use it for selfish purposes. Last time I had to part with a very large group of students in Moscow. It was the center Vajrayana. I described it in my autobiography, how God becomes cognized. Everyone can read it either in internet or in a printed version of book.